Happens.
Yeah. Hey guys, this is Shivangi Srivastav and you are listening to The Shivangi Srivastav Show. And right now we have our wonderful guest. And I think you, most of you have already known him. And he's an amazing digital marketer. He's a multitasker and he already has his amazing content on so many social media accounts, especially on LinkedIn, where his contents have always been trending. So the guest is Nizom. Hello, Nizom.
Woohoo! Thank you so much for that amazing introduction. Oh my God, I feel so privileged already. Thank you. I'm glad to be here in your podcast, Shivangi. Thank you so much for having me.
Actually, you are my third guest on my podcast.
Whoa, and that's great.
Yeah, because I've started it recently.
Okay, that's great. That's great. You should start there. There's no right time to start. It's just about starting.
Exactly. So right now we can see so many of your posts on Instagram about self acceptance and confidence and everything. So what would you like to share about self acceptance?
Self acceptance and self awareness, I think both go hand in hand, because to accept yourself, you'll have to be aware about yourself first, you know. And by being aware, what I mean is, I'm sure you have done SWOT analysis. I mean, most of
Absolutely.
So I have just started putting the SWOT in my resume as well. You know, I've made a different segment of skills and SWOT differently, because you know, more than the skills which I have, I think what kind of a person I am is more important. So yes, self-acceptance is something that everyone should be doing, and it's not a should, it's a must. Why do I say so? Because you know, happiness is something that we are looking in others' life. I've just made a video in the same as well. You know, hey, he's such an amazing job. Hey, you know, they have an amazing relationship. Hey, you know, he has such an amazing car. Hey man, he just bought a house. I mean, how lucky he is. And what we are doing is we are not appreciating and we are not accepting what we have at present. What we are doing is we are looking for our happiness in someone else's achievements. You see what I'm trying to portray here? It's because we are not accepting, it's because we are not appreciating what we have here. We are just envious of what others are having. Now, being envious and being inspired are totally different things. Being envious is you are cribbing, but you're not executing things to reach that level. But being inspired is, you know, hey, this is the person I always look up to. I want to be like him. I want to have a lifestyle like him. I know this is what I have in my present. I know I'll be working at my present. And this is what I'll be building my future to be like. You see the difference between being envious and being inspired?
Yeah.
That's where self-acceptance comes in the picture. You know what you are. You know what you're capable of. You know what you can grow into. You know what you have at present. And you know where you can improvise, and you improvise, and you execute, and you accept, and then you grow. So this is, I think, in a brief, what self-acceptance is all about.
Yeah, you know, we have learned about the theory of Kaizen. Have you heard this word?
Oh, yeah, Kaizen, yes.
Yeah, Kaizen is all about like accepting your flaws that you cannot change and improving everything that you can change in yourself. Right, so this is the best strategy that I think we can follow for self-acceptance and having self-improvement, because self-confidence actually.
Exactly. So the problem, there's one problem with self-acceptance is that, I'm sorry, I'm pronouncing the word wrong every other time. The problem is people accept themselves, but then people think it is the best for themselves and then they don't improvise on that. That's where the problem comes in the picture. When you know your SWOT, when you know your strengths, when you know your weaknesses, why are you not working in your strengths to make them better? On the other hand, why are you not working on your weaknesses as well? We all have our own shortcomings. We all are good at some things. We all are bad at some things. We all are worst at some things. We all are best at some things. But the fact comes is that, are you improvising on them? Are you making yourself better? I know I can speak English, but I know that I can speak better English. And I know I can make it better and better and better and better. It can be as vague as, I know I'm good at cooking. I know I can toast a bread. I can flip the bread to and fro. But that doesn't make you an expert in making biryani, right? And that doesn't make you a good cook as well. So that's how you improvise. You keep on going. Acceptancy comes with improvisation as well. You know what you're aware, you know what you're good at, but then you should know what you can be best as well down the line.
Exactly. So would you like to share something about yourself that you were criticized about something and after that you improved it and you have better, you accept yourself in a better way and you have better self-confidence right now?
Yes. There were some things like, I would not say I had an attitude problem, but okay. I would say I was a little too much of extrovert, if there's any word for it, I don't know, but pretty open to things. So I was pretty open to everything. I still am. I'll not say I'm not. But yes, there's a line where we should know where to draw that line. So I was pretty open to a lot of things. I started taking things which were not good for me as well, but I thought it would improve me, but it did not. It actually deteriorated me to a great extent. So yes, so I think an attitude and openness to everything is something I was not good at, but now I have drawn a line. Now I know what to inhale. Now I know what to exhale. And now I know what to let me sink in, what to let it sink out. Like, let's say for example, like criticism is something that we face on a very daily basis. Like you go up the ladder, you start facing it more frequently. I'm sure you've had people as well saying, what are you doing? This is all bullshit. You shouldn't do it and things like that. Yeah, so
every day, you know, exactly. I get these kind of feedbacks every day that you're exactly. wasting your time or you are just roaming here and there with camera. What are you doing?
Exactly. And the other people are fine. My friends are like, are you stupid, Nizam? Stop documenting everything. And then exactly. the best comment I get from my close friends, no hard feelings, they're my close friends, yeah. of course. And they say, Nizam, stop posting. I hate waking up in the morning and looking at your face. I mean, this is something my close friends tell me. You know, these are fine. These are your close people. But then apart from that, I face a lot of constructive criticism as well. Like the one I posted yesterday. I use a lot of repetitive words and that is actually grammatically incorrect, but I've also justified why I use that word. So like, you know, so that's exactly the thing. So my openness to everything, too much of openness to everything was a wrong thing at my end. I thought it was a strength, but then it gradually turned out to be a weakness and then to be a threat to my personal growth. And I started improvising on it and now I've made it just as my strength and I know where to draw the line, what things to take in and what things to take out. Yeah.
Okay. So there's a misconception between people that the people who are extrovert are very, it's very easy for them to speak in front of camera, or the people who are introvert and who are somewhat shy, they have so much fear of the camera. So do you think that extrovert people don't have any fear of camera at all?
I think both of these two things comes down to confidence. And I think, yes, both of the things impact each other. But yeah, so I think it's pretty simple. Someone who is very good at his communication, his or her communication, it's pretty easy for them to come in front of the camera rather than someone who's not. But it does not mean someone will come in front of the camera and speak. So speaking in front of a group of people and speaking in front of the camera is a totally different aspect, because you're speaking with a group of people, 10, you are just restricting your thoughts, your mind, your face, your body language to just that 10 people. But yeah. when you speak in front of the camera and when you post it across, you are making yourself available for the whole planet. You get it? Yeah. Let's say you make a viral content one day and it will not be just restricted to your community of 1,000 followers, but it will go viral. It just goes and on and on and on and it resonates. So that's what people are scared of. I think there is a thin line between people who are extrovert can come in front of the camera rather than people who are introvert. But yes, I think the fact that the confidence level little differs, or there is, of course, there's a thing of choice as well. There are a lot of people who want to speak in front, who are good at speaking, who are good at their communication, but still do not choose to come in front of the camera because they want to restrict themselves to just a few segment of people who want to do good, right? So I think, yes, it all comes down to the level of confidence. Yes, I think yes. To answer your question, it's a yes from my end, yes.
Okay, so how would you describe yourself? An introvert, an ambivert, or an extrovert?
A crazily extrovert, yes.
Very simple. Extrovert, but yes, I'm trying to be an ambivert right now.
Oh, you're not even ambivert. Okay, I don't know. I don't even understand the meaning of ambivert and extrovert. But as I said, being an extrovert, I know where to draw a line. If it makes me an ambivert, that's fine. If it does not, I would like to stick to my extrovert title as well. Yes.
Okay. Actually, ambivert means being extrovert to a certain group of people and yes, being an introvert in front of some specified group of people.
Exactly. So that's what I meant, drawing the line. So I'll be extrovert what I want to and I'll be introvert what I want to. That's where I'm drawing the line. Exactly. That's what I meant.
Okay. Yeah. That's all right. So, you know, we have seen so many content creators right now. Like, I'm really stunned by the way they speak, the younger ones. And they are like Ronit, Digvijay, and Yasir, Akarshi. There are so many content creators I came through on Instagram. Mm-hmm. They are so much like dedicated to their content. And they are so like amazingly good speakers. You know, so these are the things that make me feel like what I was doing at that age.
Exactly. You know, I was having a call with Yasir and he's going to release it in different podcasts. I was telling you, bro, you are 18 years old. And you know what I was in 18 years old? A stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, and I told his face, an utter stupid. I just shifted to Pune when I was 18. Everything was new to me. I had no idea what I would do. I was all indulged in the parties and the life and all that. I still do that. I would not deny I wouldn't do it. But I was totally into that. And what I regret not doing at that point of time is, I've told it to Yasir as well. I've told it to one of my brothers. I was having a phone call yesterday. I've told you, dude, graduation, yes. Have loads of fun. Make memories, because that's what life is all about. Make as exactly. much as memories you can. But
like when when you look back right now to the college days, then the memories, the time spent with friends are only going to be remembered.
Of course. But at the same time, also what I suggested all of them is like, Yasir is already taking up his courses. He has already done a lot of work in his digital. He's pretty interested in robotics and AI. We have had a brief conversation on that. And so I tell people that, you know what, sure, make a hell lot of memories in your graduation, in your master's, while you were studying, because you have ample amount of time. But at least, even if you can spend 1 hour, 1.5 hour of that time in taking up a course or whatever interests you, because that would really, really, really enhance the personal growth. I mean, had I taken tons and tons of courses back then, I'm sure I would have had, I would have been a lot better person than what I am at the moment. So I suggest that, you know, make memories, but then start working on your personal growth as soon as possible. And these young minds are someone who really inspire me, because I look up to them. I look up to Aniket, I look up to Yasir, I look up to all the other. I'm sorry if I'm missing out some names, but they are great.
Have you seen the Vijay Singh Rathore? He's actually in class 10th, you know, like, and he's balancing his content creation and study so well.
Yes,
like,
I've seen. Yeah.
Yes. This great. Is the I person mean, who has, like, inspired me a lot.
Oh, me too. I mean, I've just come across all these young minds. I've been doing these things for the last 7 months now, but I was not able to reach out to the right audience. Since 2 months, I'm reaching out to the appropriate people who have started making content. I mean, the typical content creators. They are brilliant. Yeah. They are simply brilliant. And they inspire me, man. They motivate me. I'm like, look at these young minds. I mean, I talk to myself and I'd make a video on self-talk as well. I talk to myself every day. And I spoken to myself in a Nizam. You know what kind of an idiot you were when you were back in college, right? Look at these kids. They know what they are doing. They look at the spark. Look at the enthusiasm. Look at the zeal that they have. Look at the consistency they are coming up with their content, with their learning. I mean, pretty awesome. I mean, I think awesome is just a very small word to describe their hard work. Even if awesome power to infinity, I mean, that should be dedicated to all these young players. I mean, hats off.
Yeah. So what would be the one tip that you would like to tell to our audience?
One thing about, that really cripples me about the Indian society, we all are here, is that we are so focused on affirmations and acceptance from our friends, from our peers, from our society, from our family. So that really stops people from living their dreams. That really stops people from, even if not living their dreams, that really stops people from experimenting. That really stops people from going out there and doing things and learning and falling and making mistakes and standing up. When you don't even try, you won't even know what you're good at, right? Yeah. If you don't try, if you don't come in front of the camera and if you start speaking, how would you make a premature assumption that I'm bad in front of the camera? You haven't even tried being in front of the camera. How the hell do you know that you're good in front of the camera or not?
There's a huge fear of being failure.
There's a huge failure. Now, that is the next part. The fear of failure is the next part. What comes before fear of failure is fear of not trying.
Exactly.
Fear of not trying because you think the people around you would not accept you. The people around you would make a mockery out of you. The people around you would laugh upon you. That's the fear that comes at an initial stage. Failure would be achieved when you do it. Failure would not be achieved if you don't even try doing it. And what's stopping you from doing it is your thought process, is your mindset that if I do it, people will not accept me. Like anyone who wants to come in, I know a lot of people who wants to blog, who wants to vlog, who wants to come in front of the camera and speak about their daily lives. Let it be as simple as cookery, a culinary show, a show of traveling or things like that. But they're scared because they think speaking in front of the camera would be something that's unacceptable to my friends. They would laugh at me. They would say, what are you doing coming in front of the camera? My friends did it. My own friends did it initially. They still do it. A lot of people still do it. But I'm like, okay, that's great. But then you know what? This is something I really want to do. This is something is impacting lives. So I work in a 2-person ratio. So if 100 people are looking at me, and if 2 people also appreciates or also implements in his or her life, I think my work is done. So I think the fear of acceptance should be taken away. Just come out and do it. That's it. Just come out and do it. If you fail, great. You would learn a lesson. If you want to do it again, keep trying, keep trying, keep trying. And there'll be one day when you would succeed for sure. You know, so that's the one tip I'd like to give to an entire our entire audience today.
Okay, it was too great to listen to you, Nizom. So thank you so much for being on our podcast. And it was too good to listen to you, to talk to you, and actually to get to know you.
Exactly.
So thank you so much for listening us. We will be back next week with a new podcast. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye. Thanks, Shivangi.